you want to challenge Mayor Byron Brown, the incumbent, in this, especially given that he's a Democrat in a city where there's a 7-to-1 advantage that the Democrats have over the Republicans?
I look at the issues that matter most to residents of the city of Buffalo. And, you know, when I go to block club meetings and when I engage with the community, what they're telling me is that at the top of their mind is the issue of education. We're graduating less than half of the kids from high school on time in the city of Buffalo. They talk about crime. They're concerned about activities happening in vacant homes across the street from them. And they're worried about the poverty level. They're really worried about putting food at their table. So I don't feel like the current administration is taking these issues that matter most to residents seriously. There's no sense of urgency. And unfortunately, the current administration has remained completely silent on the issue of education.
Politically, have you been in talks with the Republican Party and with the chair of Nick Langworthy? Will he be presenting you as the endorsed Republican candidate?
Well, you know what, Eileen? I've been part of the Republican Party now for about 10 years now, since I've been in Buffalo. And I can tell you that I've kept the party abreast of the progress that we've been making. However, I do want to remind folks one thing, right? The Erie County Republican Committee is not the entity that's responsible for endorsing mayoral candidates in the city of Buffalo. That responsibility actually lies in the City of Buffalo Republican Committee. And they just recently elected a new chairman. His name is Bill Nowakowski. They just had their first meeting with him as the new chairman only a couple of weeks ago. So they're in that process. You know, we still have time here to figure out who they're going to endorse. And I think that is the right way to handle it, sort of just, you know, taking your time, because certainly there could be other candidates that come up. So that's something that's not so much, you know, it doesn't lie in the responsibility of the county Republicans, but in the city Republicans.
Do you think Buffalo is ready for its first Hispanic mayor? How do you think you're going to be received throughout this campaign?
Well, you know, based on my engagement thus far, so I've been to block clubs such as the Oxford Square Block Club, and I've been to the Bailey Brinkman Avenue Block Club, and then I went to the citywide block club at the Belmont Center on Main Street in Buffalo. And so we see different demographics being represented, and they've been very open, you know, whether it's a neighborhood that's predominantly African American or it's a neighborhood that's predominantly a Caucasian. Really, I think they can see through the race issue. They can see through all of that. Right now, what they're seeing is an opportunity to change the way the system works.
Going back to the political campaign, we all have heard that the mayor has quite a built-up campaign war chest. How do you compete against that? How will we hear about Sergio throughout this campaign? Is it strictly grassroots?
But money is a critical part of any campaign, right? We have to pay bills, and we have to create signs and literature and pay campaign managers and do all this stuff. So we're focused on raising money. In fact, we have a fundraiser coming up on the 23rd at the Pucho Olivencia Center in downtown. So we're focused on raising money, but we also realize that what's most powerful and actually is actually engaging with people. That's the most powerful thing. And actually, that's, to me, more valuable than money.
Give us a quick stat on Sergio Rodriguez. Tell us a little bit about yourself real quickly in a nutshell, if you can.
In a nutshell. Well, I am a proud American. You know, I'm a U.S. citizen, and that was perhaps the proudest moment when I raised my hand, my right hand, and took the oath, and I became a proud U.S. citizen. I am a Marine Corps veteran. I am fortunate enough to have experienced a good educational background, and I'm living my dream. I'm a very fortunate, very lucky person. I have a lot of people that care and that have surrounded me, and that, you know, ultimately I'm just a very fortunate person to really have an opportunity to serve others and work with people. So, you know.
Family, really, is your family all here?
My family, they're spread out between Long Island, New York City, Florida, and the Dominican Republic.
And who's here in Buffalo with you?
Well, it's really me, and I also have an uncle that lives here in the city of Buffalo. But other than that, I mean, it's just my family really has become the community. You know, I got to tell you, when people say Buffalo is a city of good neighbors, they show it. You know, they have come with open arms, and they really give anyone an opportunity. As long as you're focused on doing the right things, you know, Buffalo really is a city of good neighbors and a great family.
Are you single?
I am single, yes, ma'am.
Well, Sergio Rodriguez, thank you so much for coming into our studios and talking about your mayoral campaign.
Thank you so much, Eileen.